trouble or not.
Blog
Here
Talk
we go.
Radio.
Sounds you.
You too.
Alright. Here we go.
The opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and or guests, and not necessarily those of AMC Press and Company's affiliates and sponsors. Language and content may be found inappropriate for minors, therefore, listener discretion is advised.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison, here along with Red Hood, along with Johnny. Red Hood, what are our affiliates for tonight before we get going, if you know what I mean? Yes, we kind of need those.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, we have iHome Audio, the .com. By using this code, OUTLET, you receive free shipping plus getting an additional 10% off. And there's already discount prices like a new dock station. Yes, everybody wants one of those. It's hot. It's summer. Nobody wants to go out. So why don't you show get 10% off and get additional free shipping? And please
even
hurry.
Better.
Even better.
Free
even
shipping.
Better. We smell audio. I mean, seriously. Even better.
Free
we smell audio. Audio doesn't smell, but it can smell. If you don't act now, act now. But act now. If you don't act now, well, you're losing out on the 10% that we give you, as well as the coupon code. That's OUTLET. Lost my brain there for a second. OUTLET. Damn it. OUTLET. Yes, outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And this coupon is valid through August 31st. That's right, August 31st, the end of the month, before you go dreading back to college, school, high school, grammar school. Let's see if we don't have any of those Christmas. Grammar school, anything like that. And moms, dads, if you're listening, get this for your kid. They'll appreciate it. And plus, you'll thank us.
Ever.
So, not only that, but we have also, for those web heads all around the universe and all around AMC Press's universe, we have 50% off and creating an online presence. Everybody needs an online presence nowadays. How else are you going to get any business?
Yeah,
I swear.
Very difficult.
Anyway, go on to GoDaddy. Tell them we sent you, and you'll get around 50% off because of us.
Yes, which they can find it at amcpressco.com.
Yes,
exactly,
Allison. Which is very easy. If you don't know what our website is, get on it.
You only click the nice affiliate button, and that will do you a trip. Trip to get you there.
Exactly. So, on with our first topic of the night. Well, this is in the UK, my home. The Middle East, and unfortunately, yes, we all know about Gaza and Israel. Well, stupidly, somebody...
And then
some
also Russia. Then also the whole Russia issue, too, as well,
yes.
Which is unfortunate.
Yes. Well, it is a horrible thing that has happened, which is that pretty much Google Play lets Android users carry on out Israel airstrikes on Palestine. If you can't do it electronically, how can you do it at all? As of Monday evening, the game is no longer available on Google Play. Do not even try accessing this, because I swear to you folks, I would even have enough trouble with this, and I am pro-satire, but even this, I just go, what the fuck are you doing, mate? What the fuck are you doing?
Hey,
cool. Oh, no, not you,
no.
Not anybody on this program, but the person who developed this, were they having an existential crisis? I mean, you tell me. I mean, it's disgusting. You know? The description says drop the description says drop bombs and avoid killing civilians.
Yeah. Whoever has done it is definitely struck a low in my book.
I mean, the thing is, thing is that it, not only is this game on Google Plus, but it involves bombing Gaza, including Iron Dome and an assault Gaza Code Red that tells users to secure the region by taking control of a UAV equipped with powerful weapons in an attempt to secure the region.
Interesting.
Fucking brilliant.
It's like stupidity award.
It gets 55 retweets and 5 favorites.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
I mean, what's unfortunate about Google is that they don't fucking...
You're so stupid!
I fucking agree with that. They don't,
It's like, this is crazy.
I mean, what's crazy about it?
Well,
it's like, let's take it to the streets, okay? Let's take it to the chat rooms, even. You know, we have our chat rooms on. Guys, in the chat room.
Where is everybody?
You know, where is everybody?
Oh,
we're discussing. Do we even have the chat rooms on?
Yes, they do.
Our guys in the chat rooms. If there's anybody in the chat rooms, what do you think of this issue? Please write in or call us. We're waiting.
Yes.
I mean, we're waiting to hear your stuff. I mean, the thing is, I think is more along the lines of I know people are pissed off and angry over that.
Right.
And people are blaming each other
for something that's been going on for years.
For something that's going on for 13 years. But
no more. I thought more. But either way, it's still bad.
No, it's 13 years.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, let's see. Let's just see. The timeline of the 2014 Israeli conflict. Okay? The background of it. Let's see. Week 1, July 8th. Since July 8th.
Great.
Okay, July 9th. July 10th. July 11th. July 12th, 13th, 14th. 15, up until possibly today. Okay? Today. I know this is a satire show, but real news actually fucking sticks out, people.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, Israel declared a 7-hour ceasefire except for Roger starting at 10 a.m. that would allow aid for civilians in a few hours before that. And as you know, before the ceasefire was due to start, an Israeli airstrike killed a senior Islamic jihadist commander. Woohoo! Sorry. But in North Gaza, and rocket fuel fired to continue to hit Israel. And in the morning, the IDF struck the Shia refugee camp, which Hamas stated occurred at 10:06.
So, yeah, not cool. Not fucking cool at all.
It's not fucking cool at all. I mean, God knows why they've chosen this time, this, you know. But back in 2008, okay, 7 years ago, it happened in December and then January, you know. So
it's like,
what the fuck are you? Just a message for the guy who created this fucking app.
What the fuck are you thinking?
I agree.
There are people dying, and you create an app just because you think it's fucking funny.
Funny does not.
What are you thinking?
Funny should not even come into a fucking come into this fucking. It shouldn't even be.
What are you thinking? I mean, what is this world coming to?
And what is this person on? He's clearly.
What a maroon!
He's on something.
Not
which
even.
Tends to make shit even worse. It's like I'm just gonna use a devastation to end up making a profit. I think this person needs a stupidity ward.
No, he needs to be dunked a really good bucket of ice water. Even I, you know.
That's just dumb. I mean, dude.
It's like crazy.
Like, do you know?
And most of you in the world do know. Unless you live under a rock. Unless you live under a fucking rock, and then you think that anything is fair game.
Well, if you live under a fucking rock for this long and haven't noticed technology is going under your fucking rock, as in fiber cables, then you've got another thing coming.
Right.
You know, we've got another thing coming, and the other thing coming is definitely not
it won't be pretty.
Something.
Pretty won't begin to describe what this person's going to face.
No. Definitely not.
It's like, you want to cause problems in the world. There's enough going on. I don't think that qualifies it.
Definitely not. I mean, I don't know about you, but, you know, I don't know about you.
I say it's outrageous.
It's outrageous that a 2-bit video game, which has been available for a month, you know, fear not, it's not available anymore.
It's been taken down.
Thank God.
It's been taken down. Thank fucking God.
It's like someone has a brain. Someone else
has a brain. Well, of course they have a brain.
Know that, but clearly you're causing, there's enough problems when you're trying to cause shit due to some, due to issues because, oh yes, I'm going to try to make a game and then just decide to see what happens.
Hey,
on that end.
I wonder if right mind would do that. We don't know.
We don't know. I don't know. Nor do I want to care. Is at this point, this person needs help. Major League help.
Oh, Major League.
And
I think that if somebody got him help, then he'd be better off. Yeah.
Oh, great.
He'd be better off. Yeah.
It's like
things
is
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, next topic. The Huffington Post, this comes out of the Huffington Post. Allison, do you want to take this topic?
What would you do if you, just by some chance, got a text from the devil, and certainly not a she-devil? Like...
A she-devil.
Yes, or the devil himself.
All the devil himself.
Oh.
We imagine that it had gone something like this.
Oops, you say
hello. Hello. Is this the priest? Yes, the priest. Please tell me. Is this the priest? And then I'm a cheater. And
Can you want your face on my life?
I mean, seriously. How many times do you have to... You can't save yourself, you idiot. You know, I mean, what do you have to do to get super fussy about it? We figured that's what it sounds like.
Right.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You know...
Would make things interesting, wouldn't it?
Interesting how?
To see what would happen if the person ended up, not, it's how the person,
yeah,
well, to having the Dark One being on their line.
Oh, could you imagine?
It would be like, wait, you're... Who are you trying to get in touch with now?
Yes, I have a list of people. Yes, who are you trying to get in touch with? I'm trying to get in touch with Igor Shostovsky. Oh, yes, he's in room 47. Hello, this is Igor Shostovsky. I am out of my room right now. May I take a message? Thank you. You know, that sort of thing.
Yes. Which is potentially the priest to Weinstar, his mom too, wouldn't he?
Well, the priest would go out of his mind, but it is kind of interesting in the fact that mainly authors are posted to hell. And maybe that isn't a hell. But we would ask I think we'd ask our friends over at the Metaphysical Radio Show if that were the case.
Oh,
you know.
Oh yeah.
You know, and that's a great show and stuff like that. But yet the priest says that the devil won't stop testing him. Maybe he has it out for them. But yet, it is kind of funny that the priest claimed in one text over the phone, it says, over the phone, who supposedly possessed a girl, and the devil told her, give up trying to save her, she will not come out of hell, she's mine, and anywhere you place her will die. Shut up, preacher, the thing furiously typed out. You cannot save yourself, idiot. You pathetic old preacher. Well, I mean, could you imagine somebody else hearing that?
Oh, God, yeah.
Could you imagine Woody Allen trying to get out of it?
Yeah. It's like, wait. Yes, you're here now.
Yes, you're here now. Now, where do you go? Oh, I'm sorry, the hang-off. Oh, wait. I have the entire ham off on the line. You know,
how do you go about this? About wanting to, really have a very tough scenario because of whatever may be going on either. It's like let's do a fire when we light a fire, what happens?
I mean, let's see.
Bodes well either.
Oh no.
So it's like fire?
Definitely not.
Fire bad.
Fire definitely bad.
Fire bad. I'm seeing proportion.
Fire bad, not... Yeah, fire bad, not good. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you...
go about that?
Yeah, how do you go about it? I mean, you know.
That's very hard. It's a challenge.
I mean, you know, how do you... It is a challenge. I mean, what do you do exactly?
I am Satan. I will control all your panties.
Yes. It's like,
I am Satan. I will control all your bras and your breasts and your panties and everything else. And ooh, sexy bitch.
You know, what do you do?
Nothing really, I don't think.
There's nothing much you can do.
Yes, I am red. You are purple. Let's go.
You know.
Right.
Come on.
It's like, you're crazy. It's like crazy, crazy, crazy calling.
I mean, crazy in
so many ways.
So many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so many ways to so many ways to tackle this.
Oh, yeah.
You know. So many ways to tackle this. And so many ways.
And then there's so little time as well, especially when you
have...
Yeah, that is so little time. But wouldn't the priest and the devil like to go to, like, McDonald's?
Could you imagine if the priest and... Yes, Mr. Devil, do you want a Big Mac? I think I have some.
No, a coupon for... It would be a... Oh,
I have a coupon. Liz, you have a coupon. Let me get the coupon. I'll take the coupon.
Would you like a Big Mac?
Yes, I'd like a Big Mac. I mean, the Big Mac. The biggest Big Mac you have.
Okay. What would you like for the drink?
I don't know. Coke.
It's like Coke, sweet. It's like, but then what if the CEO end up getting himself in trouble?
The CEO, fuck the CEO. I am the CEO.
But yet, the CEO of McDonald's, it is true that it is really bad. Allison, do you care to explain what happened?
Hold on. Why don't you explain it? Or Johnny?
The world's biggest... Don, the CEO of McDonald's Corp, Don Thompson, sure could use a break. The head of the world's biggest restaurant chain for who much his 2 years has been at the helm with Bellamy Sparks, sparse sales of the United States of Europe, got battered by headline-grabbing bad news in late July in his final days and months. It's China's business that was hit with a food safety scare involving a key supplier that the chain ensnared the West sanctions off with Russia. Burger flippers in at U.S. restaurants claimed an incremental win from the National Labor Relations Board to hold McDonald's responsible for the actions of the franchisees, and the Texas jury slapped the company with a $27 million verdict.
Oh!
Oh!
Imagine how many Big Macs Satan and that priest could handle.
A lot, I would suspect.
I would love another.
No, I'm sorry you had a...
No, shut up.
Anyway, you know,
like, it's like you just know how to do it. Like, you definitely know.
Anyway.
And then there's always the chance that the CEO could get what's crazy. Overindulging their own products and then and then have something else happen.
Anyway, the statement the McDonald's spokeswoman said, in the last few weeks we have seen issues in various parts of the world which directly or indirectly affect our brand. And we have 35,000 on McDonald's restaurants in 120 countries and skilled professional communication teams in every area of the world. She said that dealing with a 24/7 news cycle around the world is part of the course, and the communications teams address such issues so that the company can keep its service on focusing customers.
Wow.
Thompson was not available for compliment. Yet I don't know why the Golden Arches is such a big fucking target. You know, it's under
I don't know either.
Are a million fat kids going, I want mine! And then running into trouble?
At this point, I don't know.
I mean, seriously.
Right.
You know, and yet, the funniest thing is that, you know, could you imagine if the devil had basically lost, was the manhandle of a person who was lost in New York for 24 hours and was from Long Island? Fortunately, this actually happened. But yet the kid said it was the best day of his life. I would agree with the kid. You know.
It's because
it was
New
the
York
first time. What?
It's like New York is like a treasure trove for anyone who hasn't been in Manhattan. Especially one that has not seen a police station before.
Well, could you imagine?
Hello, an MIT station. It's like, Mommy, I want to go to the MIT station, please.
I want to go to the NYPD. Please take me to the MIT. I'll get lost. No, go to the NYPD.
It's like kids do the darndest things.
Certainly do.
Kids also say enough shit. Enough where they got some fun on their parents to be driven crazy.
I mean, drink crazy in what way? I mean, the kids lost in Central Park. Central Park extends up to 175th?
Okay,
spans the entire west side of Manhattan. You could go around Central Park many, 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 many times and not get lost. You know, but it is easy to say, I am in the woods, I am in natural habitat, and I don't care. You know, I mean, this kid was smart in a way, because I know if I had a kid, I wouldn't let him go at this age, but I would let him go at 13, you know, and say, listen, basically, whatever you do is up to you, here's some money, go spend it.
Preferably not land yourself into some trouble. Preferably. That would be
well,
a big thing.
Preferably landing us into trouble. Let's see. What could a kid who's 10 years old, you know, land himself in trouble with?
Think about it.
A crapload of money and then say, I'm going to purchase things and then not have enough money and do massive debt.
Well, a massive debt
would probably be very bad.
Well, a massive debt which you mean,
which means mommy and daddy getting really pissed off and them basically saying no more credit cards for you. They have one.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, no more credit cards for you, but also, how much debt did you rack up?
How much are you on the hole?
How much? $10,000?
It's like...
Mommy and daddy are not really, really, really loving this.
Mommy
now.
And daddy are not responsible.
Guess who is? It's like the child is, which means child.
Yes, the child is. The child is definitely responsible and not.
It's like, or it could end up be where the child was just wanting to belong in the police station so he would get himself in trouble. There's always that
possibly.
Idea. What's the best way to see a police station? Cause yourself enough amount of trouble. Fortunately,
I mean, cost yourself your parents another few grand.
Few grand plus having to make sure that your asses are saved.
Well, your asses are saved and,
down
you
to
know.
Making sure that no one else, that no, their child does not, she is working the debt off.
Well, working that off, yes. But working.
Paying parents back for every penny? Hell yes.
Yes.
Them knowing the real meaning of dollars, yes.
Well, you know.
Because I know if I had a child and the child was like, yes, I'm going on a large shopping spree.
Sorry, what?
There. If the child ever decided to get lost and said, oh, I'm going to take something that deals with mommy and daddy. That wouldn't happen. It would be like, you try this, you're done, though.
Well, you try this, and it goes on your expense card when you get a credit card, you're going to end up paying us back with interest. Whatever you spend. Uh-huh.
So good. And if we tell the CEO of that store, you know, our child is going in, yes, she is not to spend over $1,000. Keep her at bay. I'm sure the security would absolutely take it, you know, into
yeah.
their considerations to watch the shit.
Yes, yes. It's like, let's not leave child to play too much, because then that just ends up being very bad if something was to happen.
Oh, definitely.
It's like, you want to do something. It's like, you want to do something.
But
you
want to do something.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
But
all
not
right.
Rock Camp Dad. Clearly not.
You,
Rock Camp Dad.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
Is that just a way of causing trouble? And parents end up being very peeved.
I wonder if the child decided they, I'm going to have
mommy's and daddy's permission to use their card and just rack up bills.
I don't know. Maybe there was somebody else involved in that.
Very true.
I mean, like a sex offender. But anyway,
I think that applies to that story. I don't see that applying.
No, not really. But anyway, the funny thing is that, you know, I could imagine several thousand Xbox One games being
being purchased and then mom
being purchased and then mom going, so how many games do you have? How many?
It's
like, and it continues.
How many? Sorry?
All right, boy, thanks. You better run. You better run. That's all we're saying.
Like, you run. Or you're screwed.
Well, run, spanking. I can see a riding crop being used. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how do you?
I know my parents wouldn't put up with that. Don't know about you. Sure, but
excuse me, why are we bringing parents into this?
I don't know. Just saying.
Well, yeah. Kids. I mean, my parents would definitely not put up with it. I mean, we have enough trouble as it is. You know, we have enough trouble as it is. It would not be. I don't think that it would be the best.
Right. I gotcha. So
I mean, Johnny, what do you think?
Let's see. And he went blank. Oops.
I mean, what do you think?
About what?
And he goes blank. About a kid getting lost in New York City, going to Toys R Us, because Toys R Us still exists, and says, oh yes, I'd like to buy 1 million Xbox games.
It, like a boy getting lost in New York City. That's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Well, not if the NYPD have stuff. Right. You know.
Mm-hmm.
How do you? How does one do that?
Right.
You know, irresponsible parents. That's what I get out of this.
Right.
Yeah, irresponsible parents. And irresponsible people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the worst kind of people when they are just like, oh, yes, we're just going to take run amok in a very large city. Let's see what goes. What pray tell might happen? Yeah.
Like, what could go wrong? Oh, everything could go wrong.
Oh, yeah. Everything can go wrong.
And at the right amount and at the perfect time, too.
I mean, the perfect time in
such a very big city, too. It's like, it's city, yay! Fun!
I mean, it's just, you know, makes not that much sense, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
Doesn't make that much sense to have your kid. Have your kid do that, you know. And
I agree.
Say, oh, yes. This is my greatest day of my life.
Not really.
It's not the greatest day of the parents' lives.
Yeah, it's like greatest day of kids' life. Yeah, no. It's like parents want to massacre for this kid. If that's ever possible.
Well, look at Emilian Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was 8 years later. No, 10 years later that he then reported the story of what happened after.
Interesting.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Uh-huh.
You know, we look at that, you know, and then, yeah. Then, you know, how do we justify the police station? Let's just say that, you know.
I'm gonna get donuts with all the guys. We'll be back.
He's like, I'm going to get to know these.
I also want to get donuts with the pedophiles. Are you there? Oh, sorry. You can't have any. You know, going up and down the bars. With the donut. With a Krispy Kreme donut.
It's like, I have a donut. Where's... I have a donut!
Oh, my God! Does anybody want a slice? Okay. Shut that fucking kid up. I'm gonna fucking sweat. I'm gonna fucking kill him. You know, I mean, yeah, and also French fries too. Fucking motherfucker, I'm gonna kill him. Me too. What do you want? Shank or do you want to get his head or his eyeball? Maybe. No! I mean, but could you imagine?
Right, it's like,
I want a show, but where are his parents?
I don't know.
Where are his parents? I don't know. Where are your parents? What about you? I don't fucking care. Ha 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 ha.
It's like you want to know where my parents are. It's like, we want to know where yours
are. Where are your parents? I don't know, kid. Stay in school.
I don't know what's going on. It's like, stay in school, don't do drugs.
Stay in school, don't do drugs. You know, the whole don't fuck up brigade thingy. I mean...
It's like, school? Wait, am I? No. It's like, school doesn't mean...
I mean, school doesn't mean school in the end, right? Right? Am I right? I mean, school really...
It's like, wait...
You know...
School... Yeah, it's just like, school? No, what is a school? What is a school that you're talking about?
Well, yeah, what is a school that you talk about?
I don't know. What is a school that I talk about? I don't know. I'm going to go up to the place, and now I'm going
to leave my bed. I'm just going to go downstairs, and then all the prisoners get out of their cells. Where's that super kid? You know, where is that super kid? I'm gonna fucking get the super kid.
It's like they're on the run. Oh my god, I swear,
I'm gonna get the donut. Which one do you want, mate? I don't know. Crazy train? No. I want the pink one. The pink one. I mean, serious. I have mental problems. Fucking rough. Where is the kid? That was cut out of Shunta. I think that was cut out of Shawshank Redemption.
Uh-huh.
I'm more convinced of that. Where's the kid?
It's like Chad, Tracy, where the kid is. Oh, wait, you can't. The kid is
in my cell, he's in my cell. Why don't you lock him in there? Yeah.
That would be very bad.
Sorry, but the parents arrive and they go, where's our kid? Where's your kid, son? We had to charge him for something. What did you put him in for? I put him in, we put him in for non-payment of Krispy Kremes. Non-payment of Krispy Kremes until he serves. Well, how long is that? Several hours. Oh, really? Among pedophilia and rapists, we're all actually getting quite well with the kid. The women are braiding his hair. Oh my God! Harry, what are we gonna do? You know,
it's like, get the kid out. It's like, get the kid out of there, guys.
You're going to have to basically give us $10 million in the Krispy Kreme factory.
It's like,
we came from Ibiza. We don't have any access to the Krispy Kreme factory. We don't even know what you're talking about.
Sure. There's the cop in the corner. Sure you don't.
get the fucking cops. Anyway, I mean, honestly, seriously? Really? Come on. I mean, the fucking thing is, give us the Krispy Kreme. Oh, by the way, they don't make Krispy Kreme anymore. Well, what do they make then, Best Eaten? Well, Best Eaten got bought out by Dunkin' Donuts. Oh, crap!
It's like, well, you're just... like, you're not...
you're not... I'm going to take you to court. Well, you're going to take us to court for us feeding your kid donuts? Yes, on obesity charges. Okay, fine. They go into court. And, Your Honor?
Yes.
Why are you here today? Well, my kid got stuck in New York City. That isn't my fault. My kid got stuck with cops. That further isn't my fault. Case dirt. Wait a second, my kid got stuck in New York City with the Krispy Kremes and the cops and Pedder Piles. Oh, well, that's a different story. Okay, fine. How do you plead? Guilty of charge. Well, you're going to have to go in there, right?
Yes.
How do you plead?
It would be like, and I'm sure the parents would be like, you've done so not well for yourself.
You haven't done well for yourself, haven't you?
Like, you scored so high on these crazy scales.
Well, the donuts and the crazy scale, come on, seriously? Crazy scale, hopped up on sugar, just like we're doing, come on.
But then that means that parents are to deal with kid, teaching him.
It would be a good way, it would be a very, very good way to teach the kid moral values.
Yeah.
You know. I don't know, but it is 10:57, ladies and gentlemen, and this just in, we have found the worst, if you're watching out for your money, we have found the worst, the countries that are now going bankrupt. Here's a short list that we have prepared. Here's a short list. At the top of this, at the top of this list is Ecuador. And the bottom is... the bottom of this list is the Ukraine.
Yeah.
No surprises there, because Mr. Putin. But, you know, if you set your sights on Jamaica, you're in luck. Guess what? They're not earning more money in the U.S., but Greece is stable. Cyprus is positive. Cuba, stable. Belize, stable. Argentina, stable. Pakistan, stable. Egypt, absolutely piss poor, negative. And Ecuador, as we said at the top, is stable. So, this concludes our absolute financial report of the Standard & Poor's.
The affairs of all those interests, of every, of those interests, of...
30 seconds.
Okay. Oh, yes.
I thought we had a creaser. Hello?
I guess it's only time to go. Okay.
Hey, everybody. Yes, good night.
Bye.